Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It was right towards the end of my stay within that store. I had recently come out as a transgender man, and I had started using my new name. I had also put a pin on my apron with my pronouns he/him. Now overall, everyone was really supportive and kind to me. Then came the transphobe customer. I was a cashier during this experience. I was wearing a mask due to a COVID outbreak in my store, and a beanie since it was winter. I was wearing a chest binder and men's clothing, so I looked pretty masculine for the most part. My voice was a dead giveaway though, as I hadn't yet started medically transitioning. As I was ringing him out, he had noticed my pin and scowled at me. I ignored it. I didn't want any trouble. Then he said, "Oh, so you're one of those mentally libtards that want to shove your gay shit in my face, huh?" I just kept scanning his car full of lumber and then said, "Sir, please don't speak to me like that." He then just laughed and said, "What's the matter? You scared?"
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier-looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I just shook my head. He brought over his buddy and then said, "Look at this. It's got tits and wants to pretend it's a man." And the two started laughing at me. I was humiliated. Now, I'm not exactly small-chested, and certain positions made it visible that I wasn't completely flat even with a binder. So I then said to them, "Why are you looking at my chest to begin with? Please go to a different register. I'm not going to serve you." The guy got really mad at me for that. He then got right up in my face and pointed his finger at me. He then said the most gut-wrenching things someone's ever said to me on the basis of being trans. "You know, your kind ought to be slaughtered like cattle, and I'll be damn happy to do my part in getting rid of you." I called my head cashier over, and she heard everything, and she then told him to leave the store immediately. Before he walked away from my register, he then said, "I'll be waiting for you to get off." He then left his card at my register, and then proceeded to wait at the door. It was when he turned to his side that I had saw that there was a gun on his hip. Now, I don't really have an issue with guns for the most part. It was the fact that he threatened me with it that bothered me. My head cashier alerted our manager on duty, who we'll call R. Now, R was a big guy with the most hardcore RBF I'd ever seen, which is resting bitch face for those who don't know. He's also really loud. R yelled at these men for threatening my life and making lewd comments about my body. He told them they needed to leave the property and never return. They didn't listen and just laughed at him. Police had showed up not long after and had to escort them away. As the police were literally dragging these guys to their truck, the guys kept screaming all kinds of slurs and horrible names. I went home early that day, as my shift had ended less than an hour after they arrived at my register. That was so surreal and so painful. I cannot believe someone had so much hate in their heart that they would actually threaten my life all because I'm trans. I'm really happy and I'm okay now, and I'm really thriving in my life. To anyone out there who may experience the same sort of bullshit, you're not alone. Don't let someone hurt you like that, and please have a safe support system. Be careful, everyone. When I was a little girl, my family lived in a bad part of the neighborhood. Many would refer to this as the ghetto, and I would agree. There are many things that I could talk about, but I'm going to talk about an incident that happened to my mom. I was about 5 years old, and my brother was around three. My mom was feeding my baby sister when she had heard banging on the door. I later found out that he was kicking the door. It was getting close to dinner, so my mom wasn't expecting anyone. The only person she knew would be home soon would be our dad, so why would our own father knock on his door? She then went over to look out the window that was next to the door. There she saw a teenager standing at her door. My mom had seen this teen living in our area with his mother. The guy kept looking back at the driveway and talking to someone. My mom knew that this looked sketchy, and knowing that she had three small children, one of whom she was holding, she had waited to see what would happen. He banged once again on the door and then continued talking to someone. My mom was trying to keep us kids quiet so that the dude didn't know that we were home. When he tried to kick the door again, my mom took her fist and then banged on the door as loud as she could. It turns out there were 4 to 5 guys that were hiding in our front yard. She also realized that when she banged on the door, she had scared the guy and he took off running with his friends coming out of their hiding places. She soon called the cops and told them what happened, but I don't really remember if they ever got arrested or not. My dad later told me that he had saw those same boys trying it again and he chased them away. I'm now 21 years old, and I still thank God that he gave me a brave mother who would protect her children from harm. For anyone out there who's living in a scary area, please either get out of there, or if you can't, use your Second Amendment to keep yourself and your loved ones safe. I only got to experience this horror story through a phone call with a friend of mine. She gave me permission to share it, as she can't do all that, and she had told me over the phone that night. She was quite spooked, but what happened was that she made great efforts to forget about it.
Ever thought about Botox but worry you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose Caps. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural, because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At Caps, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
This happened in our hometown, which I will not disclose for privacy reasons. We have this little shopping center near where my house was. It isn't really big enough to be a mall, and it really only had maybe like 6 stores and an AMC theater around that area. My friend, whom I will address as V, called me around 8 p.m. because she had something coming up, so she couldn't come over after shopping in a clothing store in that little shopping center. Now, to give a layout to the outside of this building, the front of the building had a medium-sized parking lot. She parked in a spot closest to the building so she didn't have to walk far in the dark. Now, she had her driver's permit, and I didn't at the time, which is why I wasn't there with her at the store. I heard her open the shop's front door, and she had kind of stopped in between her sentences very suddenly. I asked her, concerned, "You okay? Why did you get silent on me?" She speaks softly into the phone.
"There's a creepy van that's parked close to my car,"
I replied.
"Okay, it might not be anything serious. Maybe you're just being paranoid."
V was one person I knew that overturned things more than I even did. She then said,
"No, there's something off about the van. The driver's side door and back doors are open, but there's no sign of anyone in the car. It's angled just enough for me to see inside. I'll see if I can look inside from here."
I said okay and to just keep me on the phone and be careful. Suddenly, after hearing her make a few steps and an intense 5 minutes of silence, I heard her gasp. I exclaim,
"What? What is it?"
She then says softly on the phone,
"I think I see what looks like a woman's silhouette in the back slumped over, but she isn't moving."
Now worried about her safety, I told her to get back into the store and inform a clerk and call 911 just to be safe. She does so, putting me on hold temporarily while she goes inside and calls 911. Now, this is where I wasn't on the phone with her. She explained to me this part of the story with me afterwards. After she got inside, both a clerk and her tried to get a hold of the cops. She looked out the clear glass doors in front of the building to only see one man suddenly in the car on the passenger side, which she didn't see before. Another man suddenly bolts from behind the car where she couldn't see and closes the back doors, then hops into the driver's seat and starts the car. Meanwhile, the cops were just minutes away, and she could hear the sirens in the distance. Well, the suspicious van zooms out of there fast, and the cops arrive, and suddenly both V and another person who were watching told the cops that they just drove off, then pointing them in the direction in which they headed. One cop car stayed behind to get more information, while the other sped off to try and catch the van, calling for backup. Luckily, after putting me on hold, V thought it was wise to take a picture of the license plate from afar just in case. She gave the officers with her the information, and they gave that information to the cops chasing after the van, as well as an exact description of the color and potential year and brand of the car. The officers left, and V headed home right after, as she wasn't about to stay there a moment longer. She then called me and explained everything that happened. She said that the officer she spoke to was kind enough to update her about the incident when she called about it. From the sounds of it, they never caught the van that night, but they traced the license plate to a residence. There they made an arrest of the owner of the house. He didn't disclose too much else to V. Even now though, me and V wonder what the woman was doing in that car. Was there foul play? Did she live? We never really found out for sure. I also get weirded out about the why of the people leaving the car doors open. Clearly they were hiding, maybe even trying to kidnap another person. Maybe by using the woman in the car to lure another person to come and check in on her. What if V and I weren't on the phone call? Would things have gone down differently? I'm honestly just glad she's safe and that her and no one else were harmed. Now, if we know that either one of us are going to be out late at night, we always text each other our locations, or we call to keep tabs just in case. It's a really scary world out there, and stuff like this can sadly happen even in your hometown where you thought you would feel safe. Please be safe out there, everyone, and be aware of your surroundings. If something or someone seems really out of place or character, do not be scared to maybe bring attention to it. My name is Wires. Not my real name, but for the story's sake, I'll be replacing all of the names of the parties involved.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with: thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I'm a 20-year-old trans man, but when the story happened, I was 18, and the people at my work treated me as a woman. I worked in a supermarket, in the department that can both make you a sandwich or cut your meat. That was my first job, and I was honestly trying way too hard to impress my managers, which I later learned wasn't worth it. but that's another story. I was on a station which consisted of refilling food in a buffet-style bar. Basically all the food just out in the middle of the store with enough plastic containers to clog the ocean for a decade. I had two coworkers. One was a middle-aged woman who had an adult son, and she was great to work with. I really loved that lady. However, she was day shift, so we only had a couple of hours working together before the other night shift worker came in. For this story, I'll call her Kate. Now, Kate was in her 40s. She was also shorter than me, which is surprising considering I'm 5'3". Now, back then, I really liked to assume the best of people. I've learned better now. But even then, I was immediately unsettled when I met her. Even in all of my naivety, something about her just felt off. Wrong. Now, I really like to follow my gut instincts, and to this day, it's never proved me wrong. If I don't like someone with no reason, later on something about them will surface. Her eyes scared me. I grew up under rather traumatic circumstances, so I'm not unfamiliar with a thousand-yard stare. This wasn't that. This was something completely different. Her eyes were wide, far too wide. And her pupils might as well have been pinpricks. They never dilated, never moved. Now that I think about it, I can't even remember ever seeing this woman blink. Now, Kate was very talkative, very talkative. She would talk to me all day to the detriment of me doing my job. Since I was barely an adult and mentally very much still a kid, I didn't want to be rude to her. I also didn't want to get on her bad side. The way that she talked unnerved me. She talked softly and quietly, but with a voice full of anger. She would be talking about a band she liked, and it would sound like she was telling me that someone kicked her dog. She was divorced, and she let everyone know about it. She hated her ex with a passion, and I will say, even though I'm not sure if her stories were true, he sounded like a bad person. Kate said that he was emotionally abusive, and that's why she was so paranoid. And oh boy, was she. As someone who grew up with and still suffers with PTSD and severe anxiety, I at first chalked up her strange behavior to trauma, and I tried my best to be understanding. The other workers, however, quickly got annoyed at her antics, as she was constantly complaining and inserting herself in conversations that had nothing to do with her. Deep down, I just knew something was wrong with her. But I really didn't want to think it was the trauma. I thought I could maybe comfort her or maybe help a bit by sharing some of my own trauma at her request, showing her she wasn't alone. However, even though she would ask me strangely personal questions about my home life, such as if I was dating anyone, questions about my past and family, and when I tried to answer, she would always interrupt with her own life stories. I don't mind. But I did wish if she wanted to vent, she could have just done it without asking me to share, then cutting me off. The longer I worked with her and the more she talked, I noticed that her stories were, well, skewed, in her favor. Many times her stories were her being less than kind to someone, then getting angry when they called her out. She also cussed a lot, which to a freshly out of hyper-controlling religion me, was a bit much. Her behavior started to worry me. As well as talking, she would softly sing, mostly hymns. She started seeming, well, sociopathic. But even more than that, she started paying a little bit too much attention to cleaning our knives. The knives we used were small but very sharp. But only after she started slacking off on the job in favor of blabbing my ear off as I worked, did I start to get upset with Kate. Then it happened. Remember those plastic containers I mentioned on the bar? Well, I had to go to the back room, basically in a warehouse in the back of the store to get more. Now, the back was unsettling at best. It was filthy, falling apart, and the lights in our stockroom in particular were all out. The only light was the one above the door a little bit down the hall from the room, so the whole room was backlit. Creepy, right? Not only that, but that back room for the whole year I worked at the store just didn't feel right at all. A chill went down my spine every time I had to go back there. But anyway, I went to the back alone, and I pulled out our box off the shelf. It took me a second, as the shelves were tall and I was short, when I suddenly felt my heart drop. A soft, barely hearable voice was singing "Jesus Loves Me" from behind me. I whipped my head around to see over my shoulder, and backlit in the entry to the room, standing in the hall, was Kate. I laughed nervously as I picked up the box. "Oh, Kate, it's you. You surprised me." "Yeah, I was just getting more containers, but if you want to get them, I do have to go wipe the bar down." At this point, she had really surprised me and thoroughly creeped me out, but I tried not to judge. After all, some people are just creepy. I shared this with my coworkers, who seemed more alarmed than I was. I was treating it as just a funny story as she walked into the department. She was holding the box and one of our knives, which I assumed she used to open the box. Thinking back on it, the box was still sealed, and we had a box cutter. But months later, I'd started to get more upset with her, and I could tell that she had started to genuinely dislike me. I was expressing this to a day shift coworker named Kim, who was a transfer. As I talked, her face became concerned. I used to work with her at the other store. I don't know how she even got hired here. She's absolutely nuts. Like, she threatened to kill everyone in the store and had to be escorted out and banned. That's what she told me. I went into a full-on panic attack. I had encountered psychopaths in the past, and it was honestly terrifying that I'd been so close to one for so long. I had given her every chance when I should have just followed my gut. She ended up quitting a week after that, all because our manager was just asking her to do her job, as she had started to slack off, barely doing anything around the store. I was relieved, as my coworkers promised to protect me from her should she come into the store. But weeks after she was gone, even now, I still find myself wondering. That day in the back room, what was she planning on doing in the dark, all alone with me, with a knife? It really gives me the chills thinking about that. At the time of this story, I was 18, and I worked in a retail store nearby. I used to work mainly till 8 p.m., which during the winter would mean walking home in the pitch black dark. On this day, I'd finished work as usual, and I started making my way back home. When I got inside, my phone had started ringing, and it showed no caller ID. Curiously, I had answered the phone, and I could hear a muffled sound, and I decided to put the phone on speaker, but all I could make out was really heavy breathing. I responded back with,
"Hello, who is this?"
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAP sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked, board-certified plastic surgeons. From tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction, to facelifts, and beyond, every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
And there was a male voice on the other side. They started eerily laughing, which then turned into a serious tone, then saying, "Why did you leave me?" I asked again,
"Who is this, and how did you get my number?"
The eerie laugh continued, and just as I was about to hang up, I heard the words that then made chills run down my spine. "You know that I can see you, right?" I then immediately hung up and ran to close all of the blinds. I looked out the window, but I couldn't see anyone. I was honestly scared being alone in a house that I was meant to feel safe in. The next few days, I spent looking over my shoulder, constantly feeling paranoid. About 3 days later, the buzzer would start going off during midnight, and whenever I would answer it, I would hear breathing. I eventually stopped answering it, and I would just let it buzz. I eventually started losing sleep, constantly feeling paranoid and scared, and my phone would still ring. But I just completely stopped answering all the no-caller IDs. Well, about a month later, my tenancy was finally ending, and I decided to move out into a different area. I also changed my phone number as well as my job. For anyone asking why I didn't tell anyone about this, honestly, I was just very naive, and I refused to believe it was actually even happening. Plus, I was in a very bad place. Call it rock bottom if you'd like. So yeah, I had a lot of other things going on at the same time, which I'm not going to add to this story. Anyways, things are much better now, and I want to thank everyone for taking their time to listen to my story. Please stay safe out there, everyone, and please be careful.
Good news! Goodwill Columbus has opened a new store in Westerville. And with a new donation center, it's easier than ever to make a difference in your community. Bring your gently used clothing, furniture, electronics, and more to our donation drop-off. Each donation and purchase supports our mission to provide jobs, free job training, essential services, and more right here in Westerville. Drop your donations off at 60 East Schrock Road or learn more at goodwillcolumbus.org.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAP sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked, board-certified plastic surgeons. From tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction to facelifts and beyond, every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.